Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild today. Tel Aviv enjoys sunny skies, making it perfect for a day outside. In Jerusalem, expect some clouds, but it remains pleasant. Haifa will see a touch of breeze, keeping things comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that drugs were found in Gaza aid as the IDF destroyed Hamas weapons depots in a mosque and arrested a terrorist in the West Bank. A senior COGAT official states, Hamas remains the main obstacle to further improving the situation in the Gaza Strip. Also from Ynet, earlier this hour, it's reported that Trump was warned an Iran war could spiral. 6 months later, the conflict has expanded with concerns over the Strait of Hormuz and American forces at risk. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that the U.S. has imposed sanctions on dozens of entities and individuals tied to Iran's military and oil networks. Separately, an article from Forward highlights that American synagogues, like Temple Israel in Bloomfield, Michigan, are spending more than ever on security, examining what level of security is necessary. And finally, Axios reveals that Syria and Israel are working to defuse tensions after an airbase bombing, with Syria calling the strike unjustified while Israel maintains its stance. From X, the latest. Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs shared insights just minutes ago. Middle East expert Yoni Ben-Menachem warns against underestimating Syrian leader Ahmad al-Shara, despite his change in appearance. He suggests Syria is rebuilding its army with Turkish support, posing a future threat to Israel. Open source intel noted earlier today that a UKMTO report mentioned an oil tanker near Oman was hit by an unknown projectile last night. The strike disabled the vessel's engine room, but the crew remains safe. Avigdor Lieberman, an Israeli political figure, posted that Sweden's Minister of Education and Integration, Simona Mohamsen, faced backlash for wearing a Star of David in support of Jewish children. He emphasized the importance of her brave stance against growing anti-Semitism. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post provides details on the discovery of drugs and humanitarian aid alongside military actions targeting Hamas. The IDF's operations in the mosque and arrests in the West Bank highlight ongoing tensions and security efforts. This underscores the continuous challenges in achieving stability in the region. Turning to the conflict involving Iran, Ynet elaborates on how the warnings about Iran's potential actions have materialized into a broader conflict. With the Strait of Hormuz at risk and American forces under threat, the six-month war period has intensified geopolitical tensions. The implications are significant for global oil markets and regional security. Meanwhile, I-24 News covers the latest U.S. sanctions targeting Iran's military and oil sectors. This move aims to pressure Iran economically and disrupt its military capabilities. The sanctions reflect ongoing efforts by the U.S. to counter Iran's influence in the region. In the U.S., Forward reports on the heightened security measures at synagogues. Following an attack earlier this year, Temple Israel in Bloomfield and others are investing heavily in security ahead of the high holidays. This reflects broader concerns about religious safety amid rising threats. Finally, Axios provides context on the diplomatic efforts between Syria and Israel. The recent airbase bombing prompted discussions to ease tensions. Israel defends its actions, while Syria calls them unjustified. The dialogue could pave the way for future diplomatic resolutions. Turning to business and markets. First, KeyTech reports hundreds of Israelis are stranded in Dubai amid ongoing cancellations at Ben Gurion Airport. Fly Dubai passengers face uncertainty about their return flights, highlighting the ripple effects of the airport disruptions. Separately, Walla Business covers a dramatic development in Thailand, where arrest warrants target 20 Israelis on Koh Samui. The crackdown is part of a broader operation against companies allegedly disguising foreign ownership. And finally, Globes announces Munich Re's acquisition of Israeli insurtech company AtBay for $575 million. AtBay's presence in Israel with a cybersecurity development center strengthens Munich Re's position in the cybersecurity and insurance markets. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.